Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West, People's Bank, and Living Local. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'm proud to introduce the host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here's George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. We have a tremendous show for you today, but before we get to it, we want to hear a message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back on Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. It's my honor and privilege to have as our guest today, Julie Quink. She is the managing partner of the accounting firm Burkhart Pisanelli in West Springfield. How are you this morning, Julie?
I'm doing great, George. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Very thankful to have you with us. This is the middle of tax season. I can just imagine that you are just out straight squared, straight times 100 here, but thank you for putting aside a few minutes for us. We want to talk about taxes today. I know that doesn't sound too exciting to a lot of people, but this is tax season, and I guess death and taxes are the two things that are unavoidable, so maybe we better talk about taxes today. So, and we're going to talk about taxes in a little while, but before we get to that, we want to talk about a little bit about the accounting business. You've obviously been in it for many years now. This has been a difficult time for a lot of people in a lot of businesses, but I've talked to a lot of accountants. They just talk about these last, 2 years and 3 days now, or 2 years and 2 weeks, as just being the most trying time that they can ever remember. The phrase I hear repeatedly is, quote, never ending tax season, unquote. Do you want to talk about what it's been like for you, or?
I would love to, George. So you may have actually heard that statement from me. I feel like I've said it several times. If we sort of wind back a little bit back to 2020, when COVID really started to take hold and we were left our offices. We never left our offices. So we've worked through the entire pandemic here in our office. Our team does have the ability to work remotely, but I think for a consistency and structure, we have a lot of our team that worked here the entire time. So sort of talking about the never-ending tax season, it's been continuous tax law changes, closures of businesses because of the pandemic. And so when we talk about the never-ending tax season, it has just been that, dealing with issues, new tax laws, our own team, keeping our own team safe, IRS and state changes that have come down. And again, that's been continuous. We jokingly have said that it feels, for us who've been in the business for a while, this is my 32nd tax year, that we've had 10 years of tax legislation in the last year and a half or so. You know, sometimes a piece of legislation comes out and they realize that it's flawed and they say, okay, well, wait a minute, let's change it this way. And it really changes up the profile of how we deal with that legislation with our clients. Really great tax things have happened for our clients. The PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, the Economic Injury Disaster Loans, the mass grant through the MGCC. Been a lot of positive things that have happened to sort of help businesses stay in business and keep employees employed. But with that, it's created a lot of work for folks in our industry and also other industries as well. So it's great that we're able to help clients and work through these things and take advantage of them. But in an already busy time, it has just made us significantly busier.
And it's extended the time as well, from what I understand. I've talked to a number of accountants over the years and heard some great stories about the parties on April 16th or April 17th, depending upon what day of the week it is, or the Friday night of April 15th, although probably not given all that's going on. And from what I hear, the last 2 years, there's just been no break. You go right from April 15th. Yes, that's one deadline, but there's more behind it. And so many people are filing for extensions now that April 15th really isn't April 15th the way it used to be. Is that what you're experiencing as well?
It is. It's sort of anticlimactic. So we work very, very hard for a period of time. Historically, starting the beginning of my career, we were crunching till April 15th and then things lulled a little bit. We were still crunching to get to the deadline, but again, anticlimactic because it's pushed so far out. Last year, the deadline was pushed out to May, mid-May, which coincided with another deadline that existed for nonprofit clients. So in addition to being anticlimactic, we were in another deadline as well. So it's just not had the closure. The season has not had the closure. And it seems as if we're sort of in the same space this year. Things that have sort of made things a little bit more challenging for folks in our industry and other industries also is, the Great Resignation. And I know you and I've sort of spoken about that before, but it's no secret that, a fair number of employees have left the market or were not able to secure staffing to sort of handle what we've normally had. And it's made a challenge, not only for us and other firms in our market, but also other industries as well. So all of those other factors coupled with, the loss of talented people to draw from and be able to employ has made it a real challenge.
So you referred to the Great Resignation and the workforce issues. When did this start? Was it last year? Was it earlier on in the pandemic, 2020? For a lot of businesses, talent left, a lot of people retired, but some just also resigned. They used the pandemic as a way to kind of figure out what they wanted to do with their lives. And a lot of them said, well, this isn't what I want to do with their lives. So they left that profession. Some retired. Some just left completely. And you probably saw all of the above.
We did. So I want to say it started in 2020, not necessarily for our industry, at least specific to us. But we saw it with clients where, the employees were furloughed or whatever the situation was based on the circumstance, and the stimulus monies that were offered made it somewhat attractive for folks not to be in a specific position. What we saw, I think, in our profession more so, and for us specifically last year, 2021, is really where we saw the pinch a little bit. Quite honestly, we had some folks that are close to retirement, and after going through what we've been going through for the last couple of years and the stress levels and all of the things that, they chose to retire. I can't say I blame them. Had I been a little closer to retirement myself, I might've made the same choice. But the replacing of the talent is where it gets challenging. And in an industry like ours, and there are several others out there, I talked to several colleagues in the legal world, and they have the same pains that we have in finding talented folks that want to work in that space. And it's just, I think, mindset shifts. If anything, what I hear some of my clients and also some of my colleagues talk about is the whole pandemic has caused people to sort of refocus and look at, what the priorities are. Is this a profession I really want to stay in? Do I really want to stay in public accounting? Do I really want to be in the legal world? And I think it's sort of been a mindset reshifting, refocusing, reframing. And it's sort of, more of an issue for 2021 and ongoing for us, but I think it's going to continue to be an issue going forward.
Okay. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Julie Quink. She is the managing partner of the West Springfield best firm, Burkhart Pisanelli. We're talking about accounting and the accounting profession and all that those people have been up against for 2 years now. It's been a long, hard ride, and it's not over yet. Probably the endless tax season is going to continue through this year, I would imagine. So while we're on the subject of taxes, no one really wants to talk about taxes, but it is a constant in our lives and something we have to deal with. Can you kind of slice through and this might be very difficult to do, slice through the tax changes that we've seen over the last 2 years and kind of summarize what's important for our listeners to know and how it's impacting them?
Sure. I can give you maybe from the standpoint of what we're seeing currently in the season and things that perhaps our clients aren't really aware of or forget that exist. For folks who, back in 2018, in that time frame, there were some tax law changes that really made it potentially not advantageous to itemize deductions. And so you're able just to take the standard deduction was increased, so it made it more advantageous to just take the standard deduction. Mm-hmm. Itemized deduction items are like real estate taxes, charitable contributions. And so what a lot of nonprofits, I think, felt was that if people aren't itemizing, you know, maybe our donations are going to decrease because there's no tax incentive. Although they may have a philanthropic incentive to make the donation, there's no tax incentive. Over the past few years, there's been the ability to, even if you're not itemizing and you're taking the standard deduction, you can get a benefit of a deduction for $600 for married filing jointly or $300 for single for charitable donations. So again, a positive to try to keep those donations going. And sometimes folks forget about that. One of the other things that we're seeing that's caused some complications, great for those folks who have received them, but complications from a tax processing perspective, are the economic recovery payments that people are receiving. So back in early 2021, the spring of 2021, most people would have received single $1,400, married filing jointly $2,800 in incentive payments and required for your tax return for this year. But the IRS was very, very late in sending out letters. The letters didn't come out. Some are still coming out. Our clients are calling us saying, oh, I got this letter. Do you need it? It's basically saying what you've received in incentive payments. As preparers and as folks who are preparing their own returns, you want to be sure that you're putting those on your tax returns. They're not taxable, but if you haven't received the incentive, you can receive it on your 2021 tax return, but you have to be very clear about what you've received. The other thing that sort of happened was the advanced child tax credit payments that came out. They started in July, I believe, through December. And so folks with families, a little bit of a relief for it was really an advance payment for child tax credits that you would claim on your tax return. You got them in real cash during the year. Again, the IRS was very, very late sometimes in sending those notices out, and they are very, very important for your return because they do need to be accounted for on the return. Other items that have sort of been in play for a little while, but a reminder for some of our folks who are more mature, the IRS allowed you to not take required minimum distributions for the 2020 tax year. Right. They were required for 2021. That delay in having to take them was not extended to 2021. So some folks missed that opportunity and missed the requirement to take them. And so there is some penalty relief out there. So you just need to keep in mind that if you weren't prompted to take it or you missed it somehow, you know, all is not lost. There is a filing that can happen to help you reduce the penalty because the penalty is fairly significant. I believe it's 50%. So it's a fairly stiff amount if you didn't take your required minimum distributions. There's been a whole host with regard to the stimulus, the PPP loans, and, you know, ultimately what has happened in 2020, PPP loans were not taxable for federal or mass purposes. That sort of came as late in the game. The IRS weighed in and we finally got Massachusetts to weigh in on it. Unfortunately, Massachusetts was a one-year 2020 allowance. For 2021, those funds, again, not taxable federally. And then, you know, the state was kind of late to come along in that, but taxable for Mass. The other thing that came in was the MGCC grant that was through the Mass, I think, Growth Corporation. Those grants were up to about $75,000. Again, you know, taxable. So again, something to sort of keep in mind that they do have a tax impact on the tax return. Those are the things that stick in my mind, George, mm-hmm. about the taxability of things.
How about on the business side?
So the employee retention credit is still out there, although it's not available for the fourth quarter. They were talking about making it available for the fourth quarter, not available for the fourth quarter, but you can go back and amend prior returns to get that. And there's certain criteria that you have to meet, but it's still out there. And so for business clients who haven't taken advantage of looking at that, accountants can certainly help. And that's what sort of made things challenging for us in the never-ending tax season is getting these things done. But they can be very lucrative for clients to recoup some of the payroll tax money that they've paid in. And so something, certainly payroll services, if you have a payroll service, they can certainly do that. They typically take a percentage fee. So that's a positive thing. But that's certainly out there.
Okay. So it is April. This is the time of year when a lot of people, unfortunately, don't do as well on their taxes as they thought they were going to, mm-hmm. or that they wanted to, and they have to start thinking about next year, or mm-hmm. they should start to think about next year, right? What are the kind of things that people should be thinking about when it comes to taxes, and maybe thinking about them all year long, as opposed to just after April 15th?
So we saw a lot of clients convert traditional IRAs to Roth IRAs during the year. And I think part of that is an anticipation of some tax policy changes under the Biden administration, right. Still available, still able to do it. The backdoor Roth conversion is still available. So to simplify, it's making an IRA contribution, then converting it. If you're not able to make a Roth IRA contribution, you can make a traditional IRA contribution and convert it to a Roth. That is still, but again, that's one of the areas that they're looking at closing the gap on. One of the things I hear about from clients is record keeping. So I hear that the pains of gathering documents for preparing for their tax returns, think about it all year long. If it's easier to put things together, put a strategy together, do it during the year. Do it so that, it's not a stressor or an issue at the end of the year when, we're rushing to get to the deadline. Do it during the year. Other things, talk to your tax advisor. That's what you pay them for. That's what we're here for. We're here all year long. It's much easier to help plan, strategize during the year. If you're anticipating major life changes, talk about it ahead of time. Several of our 2021 tax year conversations with clients are, I have this coming up in 2022. What should I do differently? Let's change up estimates. Let's look at what your tax liability is going to be, or I'm going to retire. What's the impact on my, what's the impact going to be for me from a tax perspective? And so we want to just be sure that we're, thinking along those lines. And sort of thinking about our PPP conversation, I just want to go back. I think when we're talking about taxability in mass, I just need to correct, because I think I said that the PPP was taxable in mass. It is not. So I just want to clarify that. I think in sort of talking it through, originally it wasn't. I don't think I completed the conversation, but it is not taxable in mass for 20 or 2021 or federal. The MGCC, though, is taxable. But anything like that, looking at grant programs from a business perspective, looking at grant programs and figuring out what might be out there. We're hearing more potential economic stimulus money going to be coming down the road somehow. So staying on top of that, talking to your advisors and sort of figuring out what those are and if you qualify.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Again, we really appreciate you taking 22 minutes out of an incredibly busy day and an incredibly busy week and an incredibly busy month. So thank you again. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, George.
As the never-ending tax season continues. So, again, we'll have you on again soon. We'll talk some more about taxes.
Sounds great. Thank you, George.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you to all of you for listening. This has been Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.